Why is this red on?
WLIP Kenosha Sports Extra. Pat Agarwal streaming live on WLIP.com. Only fitting that I screwed up Williams' song, considering a couple weeks ago I screwed up Jackson's song. I was trying to help the wife do some of the prep work for tomorrow, as well as post my story on Troy Woodrow. And not only did I autocorrect and get his name wrong, but I hit the swap off button on the B bar, which I have no idea what happens there. And you got 4 seconds or 8 seconds worth of dead air. So just when you think you've got all kinds of time on your hands, trust me, you have very little time on your hands. Joining us back on the program, he is Rick Limpert. More things behind his name that you could possibly shake a stick at, but he is the creator of WirelessWednesday.live, one of my favorite websites to go check out all very much unique things. From Kenosha, Wisconsin via Atlanta, GA, please welcome back to the program the one, the only, Rick Limpert. Rick, welcome back to Kenosha Sports Extra.
My pleasure, Pat. Always to talk with you. It sounds like you got a lot of things going on, so you might need this Thanksgiving break more than anyone.
You know, I got home early from work. I had a meeting. I was home, and it was like way ahead of the curve. And then I had a little bit of a headache, and I'm like, man, if I were to just close my eyes for 20 minutes, I'll feel better. And that just threw me all out of sorts, way behind, trying to help the wife prep for Thanksgiving and get the story posted. I got to ask you, Troy Woodrow, you familiar? Appearances on local TV to tell folks what might be hot to buy for the holidays. And, certainly Wireless Wednesday got live, known for cool, different ideas that people may want to check out in terms of purchases, like the sock insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So, got to be a good time of year for you with all the stuff you can bring to people's attention.
I like to think I work hard, but I guess I'm lucky in the fact that there's always something new coming out, especially sports or fitness or athletic related. So that definitely pumps me up, and no shortage of things to write about. That's the great thing. So it's not like you can get writer's block. So there's always something new coming down the pike or arriving at my door to try out, so especially this time of the year.
What give me a couple, one, two, the things that really jump off the page at you is something like, a lot of stuff you'll give it your normal attention and bring light to what it is, but anything jump off the page at you?
Yeah, a couple things. So I like items that serve maybe more than one purpose, or you can use it for a bunch of things. So a company called Kijaro, they have I was pitched this kind of this blanket, multi-use blanket called the QB. So I was thinking it's maybe another, those blankets that came out a few years ago that, everybody had, and they just kind of were these huge things you could wear or whatever. So I thought maybe it was going to be similar to this, but not really. So this is really for the outdoor enthusiast. It is a blanket, but it also turns into a poncho. It can be a sleeping bag, a sleeping cover. It even turns into a hammock or a canopy. And in the $60 to $70 range, it's a really cool item for people that I'm thinking hunters and campers that spend any time outdoors and need something, a multi-use item like this. This is really for an adventurer, for an outdoors person, and it's something that I really like. I thought it was a great idea.
Talking to Rick Limpert, you can check out a lot of his work on WirelessWednesday.live. One of my favorite reads, and actually a must-read for me every week now, just because of so much unique stuff. And I mean, let's face it, you know, you work hard, and you know, you're a guy who people bring stuff to you, and you still are inundated with things you've obviously never heard of before. And you know, to the ultimate consumer out there, the amount of things that they've never heard of before is off the chain, and it grows exponentially each day. Like, you know, if I don't bring like 14,000 new products into my scope every day, I'm losing traction type thing. But that's the beautiful nature of a Wireless Wednesday.live is, you know, you're going to go see something that you've never, ever seen before, as well as other unique and helpful items. But I was looking at when the bfads.net is your Black Friday portal. And, you know, it got me to thinking. I read the story, but it got me to thinking. It's like, dude, are they going to literally start Black Friday, like, after the 4th of July one of these days? I mean, it's ridiculous. There's almost nothing left on Black Friday to discount anymore.
No, and, you know, and Cyber Monday follows that up. So, you know, what's going to happen with that day? Yeah, you're right. The same sales that are available on Black Friday started, you know, last week, even with a lot of online retailers. So, you know, it's competition. Everybody's trying to beat the next retailer next door to the punch. And, I mean, I think it's good for consumers as far as getting good deals or, you know, getting the item you want at a great price. But, I mean, that's taken a little of the magic and mystery, I think, in the you know, Black Friday, that term has been used for over 50 years, and we're maybe kind of seeing the end of it a little bit, but maybe a couple online retailers will surprise us with some really good specials on things on Black Friday. We'll see.
And I'm just waiting till what is the wait outside in the cold equivalent of online, if that makes any sense. It's like, I think maybe within a generation or so, it'll literally be to the point where people just don't go out and wait, like, you know, from 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night till Friday morning, whenever somebody's door is open, and you won't have the vintage footage of two people duking it out over the hot toy of the day. I mean, do you think it'll get to the point where we just plain and simply eliminate that part of the equation, or is that too much ingrained in our fiber to ever go away?
I don't know if it's ever going to go away. It sure has been tempered, I think, a little bit due to the online world. But you just think of all the things people used to get in line for, Pat. Concert tickets, sports tickets, even as recently as, you know, a decade ago, you know, or even more recent than that, video game releases. But now with so many things streaming online, it's kind of eliminated that a little bit. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, you're talking about the new stuff I get to see. I do get to see new things, but I love that throwback item. And I wanted to mention the Commodore 64 Mini. That's this is one of my favorite things of the year, Pat, because the Commodore 64 was really the first computer people of my generation and that I had. And now it's come back as kind of a little game machine with a keyboard and a joystick, and it plays all the fun Commodore 64 games we had in the past. I don't know if you ever used it or not, but now you can put it on a 55-inch or 60-inch TV, and it's just a wow factor. It goes off the charts. So the Commodore 64, these games were really meant to be played on huge displays like that. And for $80, you can get this little emulator, Commodore 64, now, and kind of be nostalgic back to the mid-80s with this.
And you kind of wonder, if you go to, like, the IT guys and the creators of that, do they look at you like deer in the headlights? They're like, wait a minute, you want us to regress back 30 years and put that game together? We don't even know if our system will handle that.
Well, they somehow recreated these games, I mean, that were really popular in the 80s. And, you know, people of our generation, we were familiar with it. And I think, you know, introducing, you know, kids these days to some of these games, they might get on board with some of them. some of these are timeless games, you know, Pit Stop and Boulder Dash, and you know, maybe kids' eyes will just gloss over and they don't care, but for people that really meant something to, this is a really cool release this year, and I'm tickled by it. So I have one, and I can't say enough good things about it. So there's me getting nostalgic for a minute.
Waxing poetic. Rick Linford back with more after this. You listen to Kenosha Sports Extra on AM 1050 WIP. Don't touch that dial.